I shuffled off the elevator and down the carpeted hallway. It was quiet and dark. The only illumination came from small path lighting embedded in the floor. I'd lost track of the time. It seemed like days had passed since I'd been pulled out of my apartment. I was dead on my feet. "Your first technical support shift begins in 7 hours," the HR computer droned softly in my ear. "You have until then to sleep. Turn left at the intersection in front of you and proceed to your assigned HAB unit, number 42G. I continued to do as I was told. I thought I was already getting pretty good at it. The HAB block reminded me of a mausoleum. It was a network of vaulted hallways, each lined with coffin-shaped sleeping capsules, row after row of them, stacked to the ceiling, 10 high. Each column of HAB units was numbered, and the door of each capsule was lettered A through J, with Unit A at the bottom. I eventually reached my unit, near the top of column number 42. As I approached it, the hatch irised open with a hiss, and a soft blue light winked on inside. I ascended the narrow access ladder mounted between the adjacent rows of capsules, then stepped onto the short platform beneath the hatch to my unit. When I climbed inside the capsule, the platform retracted and the hatch irised shut at my feet. The inside of my HAB unit was an eggshell white injection molded plastic coffin, 1 meter high, 1 meter wide, and 2 meters long. The floor of the capsule was covered with a gel foam mattress pad and pillow. They both smelled like burned rubber, so I assumed they must be new. In addition to the camera attached to the side of my head, there was a camera mounted above the door of my HAB unit. The company didn't bother hiding it. They wanted their indents to know they were being watched. The unit's only amenity was the entertainment console, a large, flat touch screen built into the wall. A wireless visor was snapped into a holder beside it. I tapped the touch screen, activating the unit. My new employee number and position appeared at the top of the display. Lynch, Bryce T., Oasis Tech Rep 2, IOI employee number 338645. A menu appeared below, listing the entertainment programming to which I presently had access. It took only a few seconds to peruse my limited options. I could view only one channel, IOIN, the company's 24-hour news network. It provided a nonstop stream of company-related news and propaganda. I also had access to a library of training films and simulations, most of which were geared toward my new position as an Oasis technical support representative. When I tried to access one of the other entertainment libraries, Vintage Movies, the system informed me that I wouldn't be granted access to a wider selection of entertainment options until I had received an above-average rating in 3 consecutive employee performance reviews. Then the system asked me if I wanted more information on the Indentured Employee Entertainment Reward Program. I didn't. The only TV show I had access to was a company-produced sitcom called Tommy Q. The synopsis said it was a wacky situation comedy chronicling the misadventures of Tommy, a newly indentured Oasis tech rep struggling to achieve his goals of financial independence and on-the-job excellence. I selected the first episode of Tommy Q, then unsnapped the visor and put it on. As I expected, the show was really just a training film with a laugh track. I had absolutely no interest in it. I just wanted to go to sleep. But I knew I was being watched, and that every move I made was being scrutinized and logged. So I stayed awake as long as I could, ignoring one episode of Tommy Q after another. Despite my best efforts, my thoughts drifted to Artemis. Regardless of what I'd been telling myself, I knew she was the real reason I'd gone through with this lunatic plan. What the hell was wrong with me? There was a good chance I might never escape from this place. I felt buried under an avalanche of self-doubt. Had my dual obsessions with the egg and Artemis finally driven me completely insane? Why would I take such an idiotic risk to win over someone I'd never actually met? Someone who appeared to have no interest in ever talking to me again. Where was she right now? Did she miss me? I continued to mentally torture myself like that until I finally drifted off to sleep.